Kate and I went to a speed puzzling competition. Discuss.
That's you.
Oh, hang on. So we are recording it right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we went to one. It wasn't actually that far from our houses, which kind of made it a bit more bearable. And it, so, yeah, it wasn't like the state championships like we went to last year. This was just more of a speed puzzle for the fun of it. And it was sponsored.
It was called Puzzle for a Cause. Oh, yeah, Jigsaw right. Puzzle for a Cause. So they raised money each year. I guess they're going to pick a different charity. This was
the
first one.
I think they're going to do it multiple times a year.
That would be so good. It's terrible. But hopefully, anyway, they raised money for Headspace, a mental health organization. Yeah.
Great thing was is that this time round it was actually a Ravensburger puzzle. I'm saying it the European way.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would normally say Ravensburger.
Well, I say Ravensburger, but
like
good quality.
Good quality. I always say they're like the Toyota of the puzzle world.
Yes.
They're reliable. They may be a bit boring, but the pieces fit together well.
Soft click technology, my friends. Soft click technology.
Yeah. Vorsprung Dirge technique. But unfortunately, the puzzles. So Vaya and I entered in both the teams competition, which is for a team up to four people, and there was only the two of us. That was our first downfall, really.
We had a few puzz dropouts, and that's fine. Look.
We also had, like, also people hadn't committed at all. They were just like, no, we can't do it.
I went by vibes and the vibes weren't there. But in the future, we will have additional teammates. But Kate and I did want to practice as a pair because we wanted to enter as a pair anyway.
Yeah. And if you think I swear a lot on this pod, just wait until you're sitting beside me in a puzzle competition because I'm swearing every sentence, aren't I?
Yeah. Like a sailor. I was too. And I was actually wondering if people would be interested in us doing a live puzzle and just hearing the sorts of things that we discuss. And not in a competition setting, so it won't be sweary.
I'll tell you what. So the team's puzzle was a 1,000-piece puzzle and we had, 2.5 hours to finish it, which, spoiler alert, we got about 700 pieces in.
770 pieces. Yeah. And it was a scenic image. It was a windmill in a field.
Was there a river in there?
There was sky as far as the eye can see.
It was an old house.
Cloudy sky.
There was grass. This was a crap puzzle to do. This was a very boring puzzle.
It was a shocker.
As I was saying to Vaya at the time, I think this is just a puzzle that they could not sell enough of. Mm. And they just had enough to pawn off to us.
Yeah, because it was sponsored by a puzzle shop, a game shop. And the game shop clearly had overstock of this boring ass puzzle.
So boring.
And so we didn't finish. But look, it was a valiant effort for a team that was half of its members down.
Yes. But the funniest thing was that the puzzling queen of Australia was at the table right beside us.
Yes.
And it was she's got like a distinctive name and which was printed on the back of her shirt as well. Vera and I turned up in our neighbours, like official, not neighbours, neighbours.
Yeah, because we didn't have Puzz Buzz merch, so we had to represent something.
It looked kind of like the Australian Jigsaw Puzzle Association official T-shirts. I know.
We accidentally blended in.
Yeah. But aside from the queen of Australian puzzling, on her table as well was a ring-in from Spain, who was a British man who, what did I keep saying he reminded me of?
Alan Partridge.
He was very Alan Partridge.
He is, I guess, coordinates the world's championships in Spain every year. So he's like, he's King Puzz.
And because he was at the next table to us, all we could hear was his banal chatter.
We got basically his whole CV. He was like, and then I finished university. And then it was his whole LinkedIn profile in verbal form.
Have you ever encountered the Dull Men's Club on Facebook? Because I think he'd be a prime candidate for it.
Lucky we're doing this on Patreon because what if we want to get some free puzz from
him? We'd never be able to join the Australian Jigsaw Puzzle Association with all this slander. But what would happen every time someone would finish the puzzle and they'd be cheering, what would I say?
Fuck off.
I'd be more like, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kate made me stop applauding for other people so I wouldn't lose time.
No, but at the very start of the puzzle, she said to me, I'm only going to clap for the first three. And I think you only clapped for the first one.
Yeah, then I lost.
You're like, no, this is fucked.
Then I lost my joy. But then we stayed for the solo event.
Yeah, yeah. So we had, about 20 minutes between the end of our DNF on the teams to the start of the singles, right?
By the way, we DNF'd as well in the state championships last year. So far we're at two DNFs.
Finished. We proudly finished that jigsaw puzzle, and that was
minutes to spare.
We previously thought that was a hellish puzzle.
Yeah.
So yeah, this the oh also they had a sausage sizzle on, which I have to say was delicious. But in between the teams and the puzzles, I went out and had a half melted ice cream as well, a cornetto, I think it was.
I want to talk about this solo puzzle. It was called Colourful Marina, and it's a bunch of boats. You can look it up, Colourful Marina, a bunch of boats.
Lots of lines for their sails. It looked like a picture of like one of your brethren were out there with their brightly painted fisher boats. And I was cursing your brethren at that stage.
Looked like very Mediterranean mountains in the background too.
What did I say to you early in the puzzle?
Look, there was a lot said. You're going to have to help me out.
I said to you, hey, we can finish this.
Oh, you fool.
No, but you said to me, that's optimistic, Kate.
Yeah, and when I said that, I was kind of joking. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of thought we maybe had a chance to finish it.
Yeah. Honestly, we should have been able to finish it. But I have to say, after doing the 1,000-piece puzzle, I was knackered. Mm-hmm. And by this stage, it was later in the afternoon, and that room bloody heated up like an oven. It had, like, such small amount of ventilation through it as well.
And at one point Kate's husband came in and brought us Froco no shoes, frozen Coke no sugars.
That was a surprise. I'd already texted him saying, bring the kids down and also bring Froco no shoe.
And so we had like a water boy. Like no one else had that. That was amazing. No. We didn't finish, but we got between 50 and 70 pieces from the end, both of us. And
oh, it was a shorter time for that, wasn't it? It was only two hours. Whereas in the state champions, it was a 3-hour time limit. That was a bastard.
Which is absolute fair enough because when I'm at home, I don't count anything above 3. I don't count anything above 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't count it. I'm just like, nah, that's not competition level. Mm-hmm. So I came home and I was joking with my other mates who were going to join us like, oh, so when's the next event? And I said, well, I'm possibly retiring from puzzling because that was hell.
And then old CJ's husband, Ham, said, retirement? You can't retire before we've defeated our enemies. And I was like, you know what? That's the spirit, man. That's the spirit that could have helped us win the team's comp. But, I mean, the man was A, not in Melbourne, and B, had
a bung hand.
Exactly.
So I would have taken a bung hand that day.
We could have used Baby Madge just to flip pieces, I think. Yeah.
So, okay, we'll do things differently next time. But Kate also said, we are going to do this until we enjoy it.
Exactly. We find one that's enjoyable. Because you thought I was just going to bail after the teams.
I didn't realise you'd booked for the solo event as well.
Yeah. But remember there was like a random woman just walking around or distributing the puzzles. And I turned to her and I said, seriously, okay, is this better than the last puzzle? Because I knew she knew what was in the bag. She's like, oh, yeah, it is. It's achievable.
She goes, I mean, you look at it at first and you're not sure, but then after a while, it's not so bad.
You know what I'd like to say to her retrospectively? Fuck you.
Get bent, lady. Anyway, that's enough puzz buzz because
yeah, it's a lot more swearing than the old neighbours.
It just is enough puzz buzz, by the way. It just is. But we're on Instagram, PUZZBUZZ.
Got to get back to posting.
We've got some lovely little mates on puzz buzz now. The puzzling community is just adorable.
It is lovely. Yeah.
And there are a few people have messaged me saying that they've cracked open a puzzle since we've gotten on the puzz chat. And yes, happy to have everyone on board. All right. We're going to go. Bye.
Bye.